Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Something else that you should learn an awful lot about is the Bethel Shelters, because they're doing remarkable work here in our community. And we have the two brain trusts around the table here that make this thing run, the Reverend Emily Sutton and her sidekick, Richard Murr, who is the operations manager for the Bethel Shelters. Hi, guys. How are we all doing, huh?
Hey. Doing great.
All right.
Good to see you, man.
Good to have you here. So let's do some introductions for people who are new to our community and haven't run into you yet. Emily, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I am not a native to Rock Hill. I grew up in Union, South Carolina, more specifically Jonesville on a farm where my mom still lives, and graduated from Union High School, then went to Wofford College and then Duke Divinity, where I got a master's in divinity and became an ordained United Methodist pastor. And the United Methodist Church sent me here in 2012, and I have not left this wonderful community because I absolutely love York County. So grateful to be able to serve in this community. For 9 years, I served Philadelphia United Methodist Church in York. And in 2021, I made a transition to become the executive director of Bethel Shelters and continue to be the pastor at Bethel United Methodist Church. And I'm so grateful for that. I have a wonderful husband. His name is Mark.
Nicknamed Tolerance.
Hi, Tolerance.
Go ahead.
He is a saint. Let me just say that out loud.
St. Mark. Okay.
St. Mark.
That's exactly right. All right.
He is a saint. He is one of the most grace-filled, loving men, and he and I are an amazing team together, and I'm so grateful for him.
Good.
And so he can hear about this on the radio.
Yeah, he can. It'll be there forever.
Yes, it will. And then we have two precious children, two girls, and we're just so grateful to be able to raise them in this wonderful community.
Good. All right, Richard, top that.
I cannot top that, but I'll tell my story. I grew up in nearby Clover, South Carolina.
Metro Clover.
Yes, Metro Clover back in the day. And I raised a family in Fort Mill. I have three adult children that are all married. I have four beautiful granddaughters with another on the way, all ages three and under. So Richard's life has transformed into Poppy now, and Poppy is loving it. Been living in the Rock Hill area about 20 years, got involved with the shelter and Bethel United Methodist Church about 8 years ago. Just love the community, love serving in this community, and all the great people that are in it.
So what did you do before you had a life at Bethel Shelters?
I had a career, primarily I started out selling in industrial safety products. Huh. And that transformed into me owning a small business of my own where we did industrial recycling. We would take scrap off of manufacturing plants and sell it off, piecemeal it and bulk it, keep things out of the landfill. Yeah. So over the last 6 months, I'm kind of moving from that phase of my life and dedicating myself to the shelter full time.
All right. This is a dynamic team, if you haven't picked up on that yet. So a quick background on the Bethel Shelter. Where did that all come from?
Yeah, so prior to me being the pastor at Bethel, Bethel Men's Warming Center came into existence in the winter of 2009. The city of Rock Hill came to Bethel and said, hey, can you help us? There's not going to be a place for men to sleep at night. Would you be able to help us with this? So we did, thinking that was going to be one winter in 2009. Here we are in 2024. The Men's Warming Center in 2019, we made a transition to begin to offer shelter year-round. We haven't closed our doors since November the 18th, 2018. Mm-hmm. We've offered men a safe place to sleep at night, a hot meal to eat through our amazing community partners, and pathways to self-sufficiency. In October of 2021, we added, expanded once again and added our day shelter program, which is located over at Pathways Community Center. In 2022, we expanded once more to offer a workforce development program. So assisting, one of the things we noticed as soon as we opened the day shelters that there was a need to offer case management that was focused on helping folks to get back into the workforce and take those next steps so that they could be able to be self-sufficient. And so we began that in 2022. And 2020, I skipped a date, sorry about that. But in 2020, we became a separate nonprofit from the church. And so we are grateful for all the folks that helped us make that happen. So in 2020, we became a separate nonprofit, Bethel Shelters.
And that's happened. Wow. So, what a story. So now, all of this has been growing, just as the population has been growing. And with it, that normal percentage of people who are classified as homeless, growing.
Correct.
So give me some numbers as to where you started versus like where you are now. And get ready. Here we go.
Well, I can remember when I came here in 2012, we'd have, 12 to 20 men every night. So that was back in, 2012, 2013. 14, 16, 18 men on a given night during the coldest months of the year. That was when we were open. This past winter, we served 118 men on January the 31st. That's the most men we've ever served on a single night ever. Ooh. To also kind of give you some numbers to kind of think through this, how it has grown over the last couple of years is in 2022, the highest number of men we served on a single night was 62 men. In 2023, the highest number of men we served on a single night was 94. And so far this year in 2024, we've served 118 different men on one single night. And that's a huge jump as an organization, doubling the amount of individuals that we served this past winter.
So do you attribute that strictly to the overall growth in population of the region? Or has Rock Hill been deemed by the homeless community as a better place to hang out?
So I don't believe it's the latter. Yeah. I think it's partly the first thing that you just said was that, we have had a population growth here in our community, but we've also seen housing prices increase, right? So we could talk about, how much it costs to afford to live in our community. You could also talk about people being pushed out of their homes because rent has increased. We've had numerous clients who have come to us and have said, I just couldn't afford my rent anymore, and so I've had to, I just can't make ends meet, and so that's why I'm here in the shelter. I need to figure out my next steps.
So it's fair to say that you have, of the whatever the number is, 100 people a night, there's a fair percentage of those who are working but can't afford to live.
Yeah. Right now, we have 40 beds available at our Bethel campus every night. And we will talk about the overflow in a little bit, but we kept our overflow open this year. And we have up to 28 men a night at our overflow site over at Pathways in our day shelter area. But what we have each and every night at Bethel, we have 14, 16, 18 men that come in late from work each and every night or have to leave to go to work somewhere during the night. We have several guys who work second shift jobs that come in 11:30 midnight. And we've got a handful of guys who are working third shift jobs that come in, have dinner, shower, get a quick nap in before they leave for work, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. So, many of our guys are, they're doing the right things. They just can't afford to live on their salary.
And this is a problem not only here in Rock Hill. I mean, it's like everywhere in the country. Ever since COVID came, the whole world changed, and these prices, inflation, everything has just gone crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah. We had a gentleman, I was at the shelter the other afternoon, and a new man came up looking for where Bethel was, and said he needed a bed, and so I started speaking with him about his situation, and he had just been evicted from his apartment that he'd lived in for 3 years and just couldn't manage anymore because he couldn't literally pay for it anymore. So he is with us currently, and we're trying to figure out next steps for him. But that's not an uncommon story.
We've heard these numbers between Emily and Courtney Denton, who runs the Lifehouse for Women, similar type of program.
Yes.
The cost of to live here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, is north of $24-$25 an hour. Is that
more
about
like
right?
$27 to $28 now. Yeah.
$27 to $28 an hour. Golly day.
Woo. Yeah. Mm. I don't know how folks who, you have to work multiple jobs if you're working and only getting, you know, paid $15 to $16 an hour. You're going to have to work multiple jobs, full time work, and that is just to be able to live in our community.
Now keep in mind, like everybody, you know, $27 to $28, they're not taking that home. It's being taxed. After the taxes, they've got the normal expenses everybody has, you know, gasoline, something from the grocery store if they can afford it. And then you tack on this huge number for rent. I mean, who would have ever thought that a rental unit in Rock Hill, South Carolina, would be starting at, what, the $1,500 range? Is that about right?
That's correct.
Yeah, some of the studios around are right at 50. That's a studio apartment, right at $1,500.
And 4 or 5 years ago, it was
you could
half
get
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
$750, $800, $1,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the story from some of our men, you know, a couple of years ago, they were renting houses or rooms in houses. You know, a whole house would be $750 to $950 a month or less. Then it's people, a lot of people cashed out of the rental business market when the prices inflated so high.
Right.
So they cashed out, and the new owners came in and didn't want to be in the rental business, so they were fixing them up to flip the houses, and it pushed many of our guys, you know, back to us.
Well, so you need to paint me a brighter picture here because
I've got some good things happening.
Please do.
So as we were talking about that, you know, we're talking about these folks who are situationally homeless, right? They've had rent prices increase. They are working full time, sometimes two and three jobs. They're doing the right things. They just can't afford housing. So we're really grateful to be able to partner with the Catawba Area Coalition for the Homeless with a new program that they are starting with Rapid Rehousing. I don't know if you've heard about this, Manning, but
no.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Rapid Rehousing. So Rapid Rehousing is where cash will have some ability once an individual has experienced homeless or is about to experience homelessness to be able to be rapidly rehoused, be able to send directly into housing. And they're going to help with their rent for that first year to help them to be able to get back on their feet. We're going to be hiring a case manager who will specifically be working on this program for the next year. As Cash has some funds that they will be using to rapidly rehouse folks, they will also have a case manager that's going to be helping them create a budget, make sure that they're saving and, you know, walking alongside of those folks so that when that year is up, they're not going to fall back into the shelter. So the whole idea is move folks out of the shelter, which is not a home, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that is not the place that we want folks to call home. We want them to have keys to a place that they call their own,
right,
where they can afford to live and be able to sustain that living. So that's one of the really exciting things that just happened. We haven't even hired that person, so maybe someone that has an MSW that's listening to this program today, I'd love to get your resume. My email is esutton@bethelshelters.org. That's esutton@bethelshelters.org. I'd love to get your resume. So we are in the process of, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be trying to hire for this position.
So the funding that's making all this possible.
Yes.
This is something that Cash has been able to get from Uncle Sam or the state or whoever?
This is from the SCORF, the South Carolina Opioid Relief Funds. So I think you may have heard about the opioid settlement, and SCORF funds are being used to be able to assist us in this this avenue.
So theoretically, let's say we get this all in place and get started. And I'm part of the situationally homeless.
Correct.
and I've got a job, but I'm living at the shelter because I can't afford to live. Now, let's just say that I could afford $1,000 a month for an apartment. Is it? Are you telling me that SCORE and cash might be able to front the other $500 to get me going, and in that time I need to ramp up my income?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's exactly great. What I'm saying. I'm saying that they're going to actually be able to help you be able to afford all of that rent for that first year, and so that you're saving, right? Because
yes.
Who doesn't have an emergency, right? I had to go to the doctor today.
You did, didn't you?
I did. And then I had to go buy medicine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when
she has five little lozenges right here on
the table. I've already had two while we've been on the call. I'm not coughing into the microphone, I promise.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best. But, you know, those are emergencies, and you have to have some kind of funds built up to be able to cover for those things. Otherwise, you're going to be, once yeah. again, unhoused.
Well, that's good news. I had not heard about this before.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I posted it a little bit on social media. I'll share it with you.
Okay.
They did a press release recently, and it's just really good program that has come out here in Rock Hill in the last, I guess I found out about it last week.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really officially started yet.
Correct. It has not.
But as soon as we get somebody to run it,
yep.
we're in place.
Right. Well, yeah. The person running it is Melissa Carlisle,
okay.
the executive director of CASH. She's running the program, and those funds have been allocated, and they've also allocated case managers to different organizations within the community, and will be either hiring or those case managers that are already working will be doing that work.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Bethel Shelters is hiring. So I just want to say that all out.
Okay. Say it again.
Bethel Shelters is hiring. We'd love to hire some really great folks. We have an amazing team. I mean, I do want to celebrate a couple other good things.
Please do.
Already in 2024, 17 clients have been housed through Bethel Shelters. 17 individuals have moved from the shelter into housing.
Now, keep in mind, once you put them out there,
right.
they're not losing contact with
you. That's exactly right.
I mean, you're watching them step by step to make sure that they stay out of there.
That's exactly right. We were just talking to our case manager yesterday. We have a client who recently moved into an apartment, and I don't want to disclose details. So she has been following up with him, helping him with medical appointments, helping make sure he gets exactly what he needs to be able to stay in that place, right?
Right.
To be able to be cared for. And it's been a beautiful journey to see him move into that place. Another one would be we partner with HDC in doing some rapid rehousing earlier this year. And three of our clients and one of the clients of the Lifehouse Women's Shelter moved into one unit that HDC has. And one of those clients, actually two of those clients, have also gone through homeless court and have succeeded and graduated from homeless court. I mean, there's just really good energy that I think our organizations work well together.
Yeah, and that's a key.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you take a look, and I'll just name three maybe four. I put CASH, I put Bethel in there, I put Pathways in there, I put Lifehouse in there.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and those four have been working great. I always said that if I was going to start the world all over again, I want three people, and they're all going to be women, and I know who they be. One of them's right across the street from me over here, Emily. I'm going to get Alex, and I'm going to get Courtney,
yeah.
and we'll have everything done.
Yeah.
I don't need you, Richard. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just along
you
for the ride.
You can go be Poppy.
But you're correct. Yeah. But to your point, they work, you know, really well together, and all of our organizations work really well together. Not just the executive directors and directors, but all of our staff, our case managers, they work hand in hand with clients, do the soft handoff to make sure that they're going to succeed in life once they leave the shelter life.
And that's the whole objective, to
yes.
get people back up on their feet and get them out there to be productive members of the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just met earlier this week with Tamara Eddington from the Department of Mental Health here in York County, Catawba Mental Health, and we were talking about how do we get our staff together so that when those warm handoffs happen, we know exactly hand-in-hand what's happening between our two organizations.
Good.
I love this community. I love how we work together, because I believe a successful community, right, is locked hands in hands and are helping one another as we help the clients that are in our organizations.
Well, I've often said if anybody could solve a problem, it would be good old Rock Hill, South Carolina, because We've taken on big challenges in the past, huge ones, and this is really big. This is not going away. No. We're always going to have the issue with homelessness for lots and lots of reasons. But we have to take a break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, these two people are really bright. What do we do here at Substation 2? It's called Fresh Subs and Fresh Salads. We do them 6 days a week because I can't get Charlie to come in the seventh day. How do we do it? It's at the count of three right here in the white letters. Are we ready? You can do it too. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, Reverend Emily Sutton and Richard Murr, who are the brainchilds and the workers behind Bethel Shelters, are with us here today, and it's just interesting stuff. The data is mind-boggling in terms of how many people you're dealing with per day. So when it gets to wintertime, when the problem exasperates itself, between the two locations that you have, at the church and at Pathways, that's still not enough to handle the load that you have. Is that correct?
That is correct. I don't know how long it has been now, but we've been having, do you know?
Overflows?
Yes.
This will be our sixth year.
Okay.
My first year, we did not have one. Then it started that year after that. And it wasn't the whole season.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't have this conversation beforehand to talk about how many years we've been offering overflow. But one of the things that we have seen as the population of those experiencing homelessness has grown is that there is a need for additional beds during the winter months. And so we commit to turning no one away during the winter, and we're able to do that by partnering with local churches here in York County. And last year we partnered with nine different churches.
Ooh.
Who offered additional 30 to 40 beds at their churches to ensure that we didn't have to turn anyone away.
Jeez.
Yep.
Wow.
So we're grateful for those local churches. And the great thing about it, Manning, is it's a church, not all Methodist churches. I love the United Methodist Church. But guess what? There were Baptists and there were Presbyterians.
Right.
There were Lutherans. Did I miss anybody? No?
No.
Probably
Baptist.
Not. I said Baptist.
Okay. Yeah.
So... We had everybody at the table, right? Which is what I believe God's kingdom. I mean, I'm going to get into my preaching mode right here. But God's kingdom includes everyone.
Yes.
We need everybody to be together on this issue. And that's what I see happen during the winter. We have churches open their doors for a 2 to 3 week time frame where we can send 30 to 40 men that have already come and had dinner at Bethel to be able to have a safe place to sleep. They get there about 8 o'clock each night and they leave at 7 o'clock in the morning.
There's that guy in the Bible by the name of Matthew. Seems to me he had some words about all this, you know, taking care of your neighbor, feed the hungry, clothe, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And to Emily's point on that, this year we had two different churches step up and do two rounds because we had to open an emergency overflow early in the season. So
jeez.
We were
that's a third location.
The third location, so to manage.
All right, before we run out of time,
yeah.
It takes a bunch of money to do all this. You generate dollars through different things. Tell me quickly about those.
Churches, businesses, grants, and individuals. I will say that our biggest supporters are individuals. We could not do this work without some amazing individuals who step up year after year, month after month, making donations. Monthly donations are essential to what we do. We also have Love Our Neighbor. It's a community event. You'll be hearing a lot more about it, but this year it's going to be October the 5th through the 12th. The 12th is our barbecue, but each day of that week, including on Monday the 7th of October, we'll be here at Substation 2, and we will be having lunch here, and we'll be sharing in the profits of what happens here at Substation 2.
Good.
So, you know, we have all kinds of ways of engaging our community, but we are reliant upon donations, financial, as well as in-kind donations
sure.
from our community.
And I know that not only Bethel, but Pathways and Lifehouse all have a common denominator called security. It's an astronomical bill. I think between the three, it's in excess of $600,000 a year. Could be even higher.
Much higher.
I think it's
over seven?
Well, ours is over.
Right now, ours is $6,400 a week.
All right. Do the math. There you go.
That's $340.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
We
operate two locations year-round, and we also operate extra locations during the winter. So as you think about that, you know, we're providing security at sometimes four locations, sometimes five locations on one given day.
So if they want to find out more about Bethel,
we
must have a friendly website someplace.
We do. It's BethelShelters.org. It's very simple. Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L, Shelters, with an S, S-H-E-L-T-E-R-S.org. Real simple. And if you want to give us a call, 803-327-4881 is the number. We'd love to talk to you, tell you how you can get involved. We're always in need of volunteers, always in need of financial donations. We'd love to connect with you.
Okay. Well, you can't find a better organization to get involved with. They're a good one. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Richard. And thanks for all that you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time. The good doctor's in the house. He can finish eating his chips over there. We might get him to participate. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week, and you can help with this. Hurry up and swallow what you got in your mouth over there. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what the heck we do. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads 6 days a week, and read the white letters together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.